United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned Israel's continued blockade of Gaza, describing the besieged enclave as a killing field and calling for the immediate resumption of humanitarian aid to the region. In a statement, Guterres told reporters that the humanitarian situation in Gaza had reached catastrophic levels, with civilians trapped in an endless death loop. The remarks come amid ongoing Israeli bombardments and a month-long suspension of aid deliveries to Gaza, which is home to 2.3 million people. More than an entire month has passed without a drop of aid into Gaza. No food, no fuel, no medicine, no commercial supplies, Guterres said, stressing the urgency of the situation. He condemned Israel's recent proposal to control the entry of aid, rejecting it as an attempt to further control and callously limit aid down to the last calorie and grain of flour. Guterres reaffirmed the UN's commitment to providing humanitarian assistance in line with international principles of impartiality, humanity, independence, and neutrality. We will not participate in any arrangement that does not fully respect the humanitarian principles, he added. No aid has entered Gaza since March 2, as Israel continues to seal vital border crossings, blocking essential supplies like food, fuel, and medical equipment. The UN chief described the blockade as exacerbating an already dire situation, with critical supplies piling up at crossing points while Gaza's health and medical systems struggle to cope with the mounting casualties. Guterres also reiterated that Israel, as the occupying power in Gaza, has unequivocal obligations under international law to facilitate the delivery of relief, ensure the protection of civilians, and maintain basic humanitarian standards. None of that is happening today, he said. The Israeli military, through its Kogut unit, met with UN agencies last week and proposed a structured monitoring and aid entry mechanism to address concerns about aid diversion by Hamas. However, UN aid officials, including Jonathan Whittle, have stated that there is no evidence to support claims that aid was being diverted. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has joined the call for the blockade to be lifted. During a visit to the Egyptian city of El Arish, a key transit point for Gaza-bound aid, Macron urged Israel to allow humanitarian goods to reach the population in Gaza. Macron and his Egyptian counterpart, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, visited a hospital in the city where many Palestinians injured in the ongoing conflict have been treated. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza remains dire, with the majority of its population displaced by ongoing conflict. Leaders from France, Egypt, and Jordan, including President Macron, President el-Sisi, and King Abdullah II, have called for an immediate return to a ceasefire to allow for much-needed humanitarian assistance to reach those affected by the war.